Chapter 17, Paul preaches in Thessalonica. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews, and Paul, as his custom was, went in to them for 3 Sabbath days and reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary that the Christ suffer and rise from the dead, saying, "This Jesus who I proclaim to you is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did many of the devout Greeks and not a few of the chief women. But the Jews, being moved with jealousy, taking along some wicked men from the marketplace and having assembled a mob, set the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the people. And when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brothers before the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down have come here also. Jason has received them, and they all act contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus." And they agitated the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. And the brothers immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who, when they arrived there, went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now, these were more noble than their Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, examining the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Therefore many of them believed, including Greek women of high standing and many Greek men. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was proclaimed by God in Berea also, they came there likewise, stirring up and inciting the crowds. Then the brothers immediately sent Paul off on his way to the sea, but Silas and Timothy remained there. And they that escorted Paul brought him as far as Athens. And after receiving instructions for Silas and Timothy that they should come to him with all speed, they departed. Paul preaches in Athens. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw the city full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue of the Jews and the religious persons and in the marketplace every day with those that met him. And some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also encountered, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others, "He seems to be a preacher of strange gods, because he preached Jesus and the resurrection." And they took hold of him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is which is spoken by you? For you bring certain strange things to our ears. Therefore we would like to know what these things mean." Now, all the Athenians and the strangers living there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. And Paul stood up in the midst of Areopagus and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive you are very religious in all things. For as I walked along, I observed the objects of your worship, and I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Whom you worship in ignorance, him I proclaim to you. The God that made the world and all things therein, he, being Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands. Neither is he served by men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. And he has made from one every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times set for them, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek God, so that they might feel after him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring. Being then the offspring of God, we should not think that the divine is like gold or silver or stone, something crafted by art and the imagination of man. Therefore, the times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands men that they should all, everywhere, repent, inasmuch as he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained, of which he has given assurance to all men in that he has raised him from the dead. Now when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, but others said, we will hear you concerning this again. Thus Paul went out from among them, but some of the people joined him and believed, among whom was Dionysius the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them.